Welcome to another round of Charleston Battery Weekly here with SDH Networks and OSG Sports. Time to catch you up on everything going on with one of the teams toward the top of the ladder in the Eastern Conference of the USL. And we look back at Augie Night. Big night for the history of the Charleston Battery, celebrating one of their own since pretty much the absolute beginning. Mike Anhauser had his night complete with bobblehead, big signs, and a big crowd at MUSC Health Stadium. We go over that, and we go over the 1-0 win over ATL-UTD2 with the man between the sticks who set a record for himself and for the USL, Odisno Cooper, between the sticks for the Battery. He'll be in the player spotlight in the B block. But when we come back, it'll be Poppy Miller, voice of the Charleston Battery, giving you the rundown of what happened with St. Augie Night and a tough win, a ground-out win for the Battery up against ATL-UTD2. Poppy Miller around the corner, Odisno Cooper in the player spotlight. Charleston Battery Weekly begins after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Georgia lawmakers took a step forward in automotive safety by passing the Hands-Free Georgia Act, requiring the use of hands-free technology while driving. What is your plan to stay safe and within the law? Visit our Facebook page at Jason Ray Agency to learn more about the law. And while you are there, register for a free auto quote and be entered into a drawing for hands-free solutions, including Apple AirPods. You can also call Jason at 678-568-6871 for a quote and to register for the drawing. No purchase necessary. Georgia residents only. See official rules for details. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome back to Charleston Battery Weekly. It's the A block, which means it's the P block, which means we talk to Poppy Miller, voice of the Charleston Battery, and get her lay of the land for another crazy week in the Eastern Conference in the USL. But first and foremost, I want to get your take on the night because, well, hey, first off, did you get a bobblehead and have you stashed it?
Yes, we got one. We got one for broadcast so we could come back to a shot of it, but I know they were very limited, so I'll see if it's still upstairs or if somebody's taken it.
Now, a special night on a bunch of different fronts, and I want to kind of peel back the curtain on it a little bit and get into the night and the atmosphere before we get into discussing ATL-UTD2 and the tough match that that was. But go into the night for me and what the whole vibe was like as everyone was getting to celebrate Augie in a very special time.
You know, it was such a special night. I think the whole week leading up to it, just the meetings and planning on when we were going to celebrate him, and it almost turned into just, we just couldn't fit it all in. So there was pre-game celebrations, halftime celebrations, post-game. But I think the highlight for the night for me was, of course, seeing him on the field with his family at halftime and seeing the video from all the people that mean the most to him talking about him and congratulating him. But also through the night, just the chants from the stadium shouting Augie, and he was looking back at them and giving them a thumbs up. We tried to interview him at halftime. I don't think he could even hear because everyone was chanting his name so loud. So I think it just gave me goosebumps just to know, and a lot of people wearing their retro shirts with his name and number on the back. It was such a special night, and I know it really meant a lot to him as well.
Well, and you obviously being the part of the fabric that he is, but not just to the Battery, but to the entire, you know, Low Country soccer community, to have this party and coming together. I mean, I think that it reinforces the relationship of both Augie and the Battery to what they both mean to that part of the country.
It absolutely does. And in talking to a few of the fans before the match, they were like, Mike Anhauser is the Charleston Battery. And he really is. And I think especially for that night when everybody had their signs up and everybody was sharing stories about him, watching him in the pub after just making his rounds and going around everyone and saying thank you. He was just so grateful for the night. But most of all, people are so grateful for him. And I mean, we're grateful for him on the broadcast. He's always so open and so willing to interview. So I think he just connects with so many different people at the club, which is obviously the most important thing, but also just so many memories here. And when we're looking back at the game footage and we're making these videos and seeing him in the stands, and after the game, we knew we couldn't wait to run over to the supporter section, and they had the huge godlike canvas of him with Augie's head on it, which was the best. And he was just so excited. I thought he was never going to come off the field that night. So a very special night all around.
And let's talk about what happened on the pitch and take it a couple of different directions. Obviously, it was a triumphant return to the score sheet for someone who is 9'3" tall and got the only goal of the match.
He did, and what a goal it was. I mean, it was so calm, cool, and collected. It was the perfect finish. You know, it's always difficult when it's a PK, and especially 9 changes to the lineup before the match. You know, you didn't have a Tuilagoa, Gordon Wild starting. So when Ian stepped up, I was confident that it's always a question, you know, who is going to step up and take this PK. And, of course, Ian scoring against them last time the two teams met, it was just a cherry on top, especially for him, but for the Battery to be able to keep that lead as well, especially with the likes of Romario Williams, Andrew Carlton, and several of the MLS guys back in Charleston.
And you have to do that now to keep pace, because everybody is chasing FC Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and you know they had a bump in the road recently, and we'll, you know, we get into this with with Coop in the next segment, where you can't afford a hiccup. Pittsburgh is the example of what happens when you do hiccup, and now you get to keep pace, even though Pittsburgh has matches in hand.
I know, it's so tight at the top of the Eastern Conference. I mean, you really have to keep your eye on it, like, every day to just check, especially with the midweek games. I mean, less than 10 points separates 8th through 2nd place in the East. So it's so tight, and the Battery, of course, tied on 2nd with Pittsburgh Riverhounds, 43 points. So I think just it being so tight at the top adds a lot of competition as well. And, of course, Cincinnati are the only team to be quite a distance ahead, but even then they're only 5 points ahead. So a lot of teams have, you have to take into consideration what teams have what games in hand as well when you're looking at it, but always better to have points in the bag than to have games in hand.
So when you're around the guys, are they looking at the standings? Are they trying to do math? Or is it just, okay, we know what's in front of us, we just have to keep pace and keep the beat and then put pressure on everybody else? How much scoreboard watching is there right now in the run-in?
You know, I think with each player it's different. I think Taylor keeps an eye on the standings, and I think some of the players like to keep an eye on it, and it motivates them to know how tight it is at the top. I know Coach talks about maybe positioning it as well, but they say that it's something that they don't focus on, and every game is just 3 points. But at this point in the season, it's really hard not to have a look at the standings and not to be aware of who's here and who's there and who's tied on points, especially because it is so tight. So I think everybody is very aware, even if they don't say that they keep up to date with it. They're just looking for the next match and continuing to hope to pick up 3 points each time.
And in the B block, you know, player spotlight this week, it's Coop, and we get to find out what life is like for him between the sticks. Let me ask you, as someone who has seen both Coop and Joe Kay do really well this season, what has it been like for you to see the goalkeeping evolve to where it doesn't really matter the competition? They'll put, you know, Augie will put whomever in between the sticks, and odds are that defense is going to give you a clean sheet. What's it been like to see a two-headed monster in goal?
I think it's improved both of them, because they have got that competition, and combined they're doing so well. I mean, 12 clean sheets on the season, so that just speaks volumes in itself, and the shutouts that are coming thick and fast. But I think just for Cooper to pick up that big, big moment against APL-UTD 2 on Saturday, you know, first goalkeeper to reach 40 clean sheets, that's got to give him a lot of confidence. So I think that's the key to both of their games at the minute. They're both confident. Mike is confident in both of them. As soon as there's a midweek game, you can almost guarantee that there's going to be a change in the net. And that's something that you don't often see from a lot of other teams. So I think that that on its own is just speaking volumes in their confidence and how they're performing on the field.
How crazy is that to think of 40 clean sheets in a career?
Absolutely crazy. It's crazy. And I'm so happy that he has got that award and he is the first person to do so because, I mean, when you speak to him, he's so humble and such a hard worker. And it's difficult when you're a goalkeeper because if you're a defender, you might find your chance in here or there, or maybe you can play in a different position and drop back. But as a goalkeeper, there's only one person that's going to start. And they really are very, very complimenting and confident with each other in training and have a great relationship. And I think that just says a lot about both of them.
All right. So we got study hall this week up to the point where you and I are talking. What's study hall been like this week for another big match?
A massive match. I think one of the biggest things for this match is just the streak that both these teams are on. Of course, Cincinnati unbeaten in 12, the Battery unbeaten in 11. It's going to be a huge game this weekend, and I caught up with Coach Anhauser earlier this week, and he said, normally I tell you how we're going on the road, we're looking to take a point. He said, this week we're going for all 3 points. We want to open them up. We are going out on the attack. We've had a full week of training. We had a home game in Charleston. We've got an easy travel. I mean, a lot of the time you look at Cincinnati and you think, oh, that'll be a difficult journey because it's far away. But really, it's the Tampas that are hard and the North Carolinas because they're bus trips. So I think an early flight out tomorrow, the players are rested. They're looking good in practice. And I think it's going to be a great match.
And then, obviously, you know, for those in Charleston, they get one of their first looks at two MLSers as Cincinnati is getting ready to go to the next level in Adi and Alashe. And that's, you know, those are guys that you're going to circle and spot shadow when you're doing any kind of tape review. When you look at guys like a Fernando Adi and, you know, an Alashe coming from San Jose to be a part of something that as they grow forward, what are you looking at in FCC?
Yeah, I think the exact same. I mean, Adi, you're going to have to keep your eye on him. 6'4", and obviously his goals and appearances in MLS already have spoken volumes. But really, for me, it's keeping your eye on the Desma, the first player to reach 10 goals and 10 assists this season. And I think, really, he's the playmaker. And it's still going to take time for the MLS guys to come into the team and adjust to the style of play. And we've seen them come on late in the game the last couple of matches. But for me, it's about the cohesion of the team and keeping your eye on the set pieces. And even Forrest Lasso, we know firsthand how dangerous he can be in the box, especially with the aerial duels. And Mike Anhauser likes to put his defenders in the box for set pieces. So talking to him earlier, he said, we want as many free kicks as we can get, but we don't want to concede them. And I'm sure that's exactly what Coach Koch is saying to Cincinnati. So it's going to be a good game, and like you said, like we always say, often with the Battery, it comes down to a counter-attack here, a counter-attack there, and a lot of set pieces. So they're looking good this year, especially in the box and creating those chances. And for both teams, 10 players have got on the score sheet this season. So they're not even relying on just the one striker for either side. There's a lot of dangerous attacking threat with both teams.
All right, now it's time for our championship update, where you and I get to talk about life in the second tier of English football. And I know that as I focus on Swansea and you focus on Forest, we now have to focus on Bielsa and Leeds United. You didn't tell me this going into the season, but you now have to use your clicker and go back and forth.
Yes, I do. Yes, obviously a massive Forest fan, but my cousin's playing for Leeds United, just signed from Middlesbrough. So, you know, I have to go back and forth. And I was actually watching the Cup games earlier this week, and I clicked off the Leeds game to see the Forest score, and then he scored. So very happy, but wasn't so happy. I had to rewind and watch and miss a bit of both games.
All right. So, and Leeds United off to a hot start at the top of the table as well. And Bielsa and his special kind of incredibly talented crazy will be a fun watch this season. All right. Plug the weekend away. I know that everybody's going to be looking at what's going on at Nippert Stadium, but what's going on and what do they need to know?
Yeah, Nippert Stadium, massive match. For all updates, follow Chaz_battery on Twitter. I'll be updating _PoppyMiller. And then, of course, we'll be on MyTV Charleston and ESPN+.
What you said. So, Poppy Miller, once again, it's the A block, which means we catch up with Poppy. Thanks for hanging out with us as Coop around the corner. Thanks for being a part of Battery Weekly as always.
Thanks as always, John.
All right, we'll come back. Player Spotlight. We'll go between the sticks. We'll be back in 2-2 and catch up with Coop on a very special night for him and his statistics for a lifetime. So stick and stay with the Charleston Battery Weekly. You're listening on SDH Networks and OSG Sports. We'll be back after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as Legal Elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Georgia lawmakers took a step forward in automotive safety by passing the Hands-Free Georgia Act, requiring the use of hands-free technology while driving. What is your plan to stay safe and within the law? Visit our Facebook page at Jason Ray Agency to learn more about the law. And while you are there, register for a free auto quote and be entered into a drawing for hands-free solutions, including Apple AirPods. You can also call Jason at 678-568-6871 for a quote and to register for the drawing. No purchase necessary. Georgia residents only. See official rules for details. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome back to the B-Block Charleston Battery Weekly, and it's time to catch up with the guy between the sticks for our player spotlight this week. And it's a special one because, Coop, you got a record in the league in the USL with another clean sheet. How does it feel to be a record holder?
Well, it feels amazing, especially because this is a league that has been growing a lot. It's very competitive. We have great goalkeepers around, you know, all across the league. And, you know, I feel so blessed to be, to have this record.
How has your game as a goalkeeper, how has it changed since you started playing? How have you matured between the sticks, or have you even changed your style that much since you started?
Well, I haven't changed that much. Of course, the coaches, you know, my goalkeeping coach, the coach, they asked me for things, you know, that they want me to do, but my game hasn't changed. You know, as a goalkeeper, all I have to do is make saves, make sure that the ball doesn't go in.
Yes.
So, that's the way I help my team, and I think my game hasn't really changed.
So now that you're a part of it, and you mentioned coaches, so let me get into this a little bit. Last game in Charleston was a really special one because it was a night to celebrate Coach Anhauser. I want to ask a couple of questions about that. I know that you probably focused a whole lot on playing, but what was it like to be there, to be a part of a special night for someone who has meant a whole lot to Charleston soccer and the Battery?
Yeah, it means a lot, especially because I came here 6 years ago and he believed in me. He and, you know, the club, they believed in me. They offered me a contract. And, you know, Coach is one of those that he's very committed to whatever he does. And if I can pick, you know, what I have learned from him, it's commitment, compromise. He's, you know, he's very compromised. And, you know, I'm very thankful, you know, to be under his mandate. And it was a very special night for, you know, for him and for everybody that was here.
Do you remember, I guess, what do you really remember about that first time that you met him? Because it obviously started a very special relationship with the two of you and you with the Battery and the Battery fans. What was that first meeting like?
Well, I spoke zero English, and I remember him talking, and me just, I mean, I didn't understand anything he was saying. He would talk and laugh, and I would just laugh as well. And, you know, me and the two other Cubans, Cordobas and Chen, and, you know, he made it really easy for us that year. You know, we had a friend, Jose, a Mexican friend that used to translate for us. So it wasn't really hard for us. But, you know, Coach was great. And our first meeting, I mean, we didn't really talk one-on-one, really, because we didn't understand each other. So
then what has this 6 years been like for you? Obviously, it's about learning about a city, learning about a team, learning about a whole bunch of things. But from that first meeting to now, what has this experience been like for you?
Well, it's been great 6 years. 6 years, been ups and downs. I've been learning a lot. Not only, you know, here, like, you know, I've been growing a lot, not only in sports, you know, not only soccer, but only, you know, also in life. I've been, you know, getting to know the culture, you know, this great city, Charleston, holy city. And, you know, it's been, for me, it's been great. Just coming from, you know, where I come, it's called the holy city as well, but in Spanish, and then I come to the holy city. So it's, I mean, it's very prophetic if you think about it. So, you know, for me, it's been a really great experience to be here in Charleston. I've been learning a lot.
And this season, obviously, the team's doing really well with two quality goalkeepers, with you and Joe. What's it like for the two of you to be sharing the responsibility to have the team where they are right now?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's every day, you know, healthy competition between the three of us, the three goalkeepers. We are really good friends with each other. We have a really healthy relationship. So it's really great, you know, to share time with Joe. He's been growing a lot since he got here last year, and he's a top keeper in the USL now. And you know, you can see in every training, he does his best. We all do, and he's doing really well this year.
And when you look at what the team has been able to do this year, near the top of the standings, but when you look at the standings, it's really crowded. And if a team wins a game or two or three, they can really make a move. If a team loses one or two or three, they can make a move down. Have you ever been in a season that is as crazy as this one is and probably will finish up being just as crazy?
Well, I would say yes. Last year was tough too. In the last game, we were second place, but we had to win. This year is crazy as well. I mean, if you tie it again, I mean, you probably have to catch up the next game. So you have to win every game from now on. That's our at least you cannot lose. So I think, you know, it's really tight. So we have to stay focused.
I was going to ask, with this being the sprint to the finish, you mentioned being focused. What do you guys think you need to work on maybe between now and the end of the season to get to where you want to be as a team, do you think?
Well, we have been playing really well. We have been winning. We have been getting the results. So I think just keep that going. I think the most important thing is that stay focused, you know, stay strong mentally. Because, you know, things are going to come up. Things are not going to go always our way. But we have to stay focused even if things are not going our way. So I would say mentally you stay, you know, stay focused, stay strong.
Well, Coop, you've done really well between the sticks for the battery. You keep doing well between the sticks for the battery. Congratulations on the record. Thanks for being a part of Battery Weekly and letting everybody know what life is like for you between the sticks as a keeper for the battery. Thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My pleasure.
When we come back, we'll put a bow on the show. It's another Charleston Battery Weekly. We'll get you ready for the weekend. We'll be back in 2-2, so stick and stay.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Georgia lawmakers took a step forward in automotive safety by passing the Hands-Free Georgia Act, requiring the use of hands-free technology while driving. What is your plan to stay safe and within the law? Visit our Facebook page at Jason Ray Agency to learn more about the law. And while you are there, register for a free auto quote and be entered into a drawing for hands-free solutions, including Apple AirPods. You can also call Jason at 678-568-6871 for a quote and to register for the drawing. No purchase necessary. Georgia residents only. See official rules for details. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome back to Charleston Battery Weekly. Time to put a bow on yet another show. Reminder, 7:30, Nippert Stadium on ESPN Plus and MyTV Charleston. It is the Charleston Battery on the road taking on FC Cincinnati. Big matchup toward the top of the ladder in the East. Be there. Support the battery however you do so. Continue all of your streaks and all your rituals because it's going to be a big game at the top of the ladder for the battery and for FCC around the corner because they're getting ready for their move to MLS. And also a week away reminder, MUSCL Stadium, 7 o'clock Saturday night, the 25th. It is back to school night, 4 for 40, fireworks and a keychain giveaway as Red Bulls 2 comes to town. Get your tickets at charlestonbattery.com. Once again, Saturday, August 24th. August 25th, back to school night, 4 tickets for $40, fireworks, and a keychain giveaway. Go out and show your support for the team chasing after a top seed in the East. Thanks to Odisno Cooper. Thanks to Sarah Cardamone. Thanks to the Charleston Battery. Thanks to Poppy Miller. And thanks to you for being a part, as always. Play it safe, everybody. We'll see you next week.